It's time for the Canadian Baseball Network podcast with your host, Dustin Saraceni.
Welcome back to the Canadian Baseball Network podcast. Today we have the assistant coach and recruiting coordinator for the Niagara U Purple Eagle from New York, Matthew Spatafora. Matthew joins me on the line right now.
Hey, Dustin, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for joining me on the show today. I appreciate that.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for having me. Thanks for giving me a call back.
Of course, of course. I guess before we get into it, can you provide me a little background here? How does a guy from Toronto make his way to Niagara and become the assistant coach, recruiting instructor for this team?
I started my college career down in Arkansas, Texarkana Junior College in Texas, and from there moved on to University of Arkansas, Little Rock, in Little Rock, Arkansas. Stayed there for 1 year after I was done playing, and I was a graduate student manager as I was finishing up my degree, and then moved back to Toronto for a couple years before I got married to my wife, who I met down at school, and once we got the visa stuff worked out, we moved back to the States, and I applied for that volunteer job and got it, and just moved up the ranks after my 4 years or 5 years there now, I think.
Yeah, and you talk about your collegiate career at Texarkana from 2000 to 2002. You helped the Bulldogs to two conference championships, one regional championship, and the Junior College World Series. You were named all-conference shortstop both seasons. How much did that college experience along with Arkansas Little Rock shape you into who you are today?
It was huge. I learned a lot while I was at junior college. My head coach was Matt Daggs, who's the head coach now at Sam Houston State. He taught me a lot, and also my head coach at Arkansas Little Rock was Brian Reese. Our pitching coach was Carl Kuhn, who's the pitching coach at Virginia now. So I've taken a lot of what they did, what I learned from them throughout my 4 years. I've kind of applied it to what we do at Niagara, just kind of little bits and pieces, and put some stuff with my own stuff, and kind of gone from there and developing to programs for infielders and hitters.
And like we said before, you're the assistant coach, you're the recruiting instructor. I'm sure that deals with a lot of talking to players. I guess if I were a player that you're interested in, what kind of things would you say to have me come to your school?
First thing is, whenever I call a guy, I like to introduce myself. Obviously, I let him know a little bit about what the school is like, what our program is, what our coaching staff is all about. And then basically it's just building a relationship with the player. I'm not into trying to convince guys, to go places on if they weren't comfortable with the coaching staff or the location or anything like that. So we like to identify guys. We inform them on what we do. If they're all in on what we do, and then we love to have them. And sometimes, truthfully, it's the kids that, make the decision if they're not comfortable or whatnot with what we do and the coaching staff. It kind of makes that decision easier. Mm-hmm.
And what would you say kind of sets your school apart from the others in your division or in your league as well?
As far as our athletes, Division I baseball, the parity in and now is I believe it's at an all-time high. Talent level across the board is pretty even. So the way we set ourselves separate from other programs is we do a lot of mental game training and mental game of baseball. Our peak performance mental coach is Brian Kane. He works with a lot of different schools, us being one of them. So we dedicate a lot of time to the mental side of baseball. Right. What's going to bring you to the next level? Not just swing mechanics or fielding mechanics, but how you approach the game mentally, and that's a big thing for us.
You know what? You got me. I'm coming.
All right. Sounds good, my man.
Sign me up. I'm there. moving on, I guess, is it more difficult for Western New York schools to recruit Canadians, I guess, during this month, early signing period, when you're going up against big programs like Texas, Texas A&M, Oklahoma State, and Auburn as well?
It would be always hard to go up against those type of schools, but we do a good job of identifying the players that fit our system academically, fit our school and our academic profile early on. So when it comes to that, it's not that much of a struggle, you know, fighting against schools for guys, because we do a pretty good job of identifying early who we like, and sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't.
And when it doesn't work out, I guess, is that a case of these schools kind of heading north across the border, expanding their recruiting base, or is it the fact that the talent level has just increased in Canada?
I think a little bit of both. The talent level, I believe, is really high right now. But schools are coming up to, you know, get one or two guys that they might need. But if you can get your work done early, if you can identify who you need, start the conversations and relationships, then you should be okay.
As we talk about this recruiting process, you talk about establishing relationships. I guess, what's your relationship like with one of your players, Tanner Kierweer, from Sherwood, Alberta? He had a fantastic last year for you guys, hitting .327, a couple home runs. What is your relationship like with him? What made him choose your school, and what about his game kind of appealed to you?
Well, we identified him. It was our head coach that saw him first at the Canada Cup last year, or no, 2 years ago, excuse me. And then we got a chance to see him again at Tournament 12. And so we started talking to him basically, you know, in July before the Canada Cup, and then all the way through. He came up on a visit around T12 and made the decision in November to join our program. So basically we had from, you know, July to November where we just got to know each other. He got to understand what we were all about, how we were going to help him grow. He got to understand what he could take at the school as far as academics that was going to help him grow on that side. And then, you know, he's just turned into a really, really good ball player, offensively, defensively. He's grown up a lot, physically and mentally. So he's definitely going to be one to watch in the next couple of years.
Right, and you talk a lot about academics. I guess, is that almost second to none when playing on your baseball team?
Yeah, at our school, academics is very important. You know, sometimes we have kids in the office, we break it down, you know, to play D1 at our school, you have to be at a high level at baseball and a high level at level in academics too. So they come hand in hand. We're kind of our conference is, I guess, classified as an academic conference. But that doesn't, you know, the baseball is of high importance as well. But we just look for those kids who fit into that profile, and it helps our scholarship money a little bit because the school does a great job of handing out academic scholarships, so we can put them together and package something up pretty good for our student athletes.
And what's the process like for a new recruit? Say you want to sign somebody and he chooses your school. Is it an easy transition for him, especially for Canadians, I guess? Is it easy to make that transition to from playing in Canada to school ball in the States, knowing all these great travel programs that we have now?
Yeah, the travel programs have done a great job of getting the athletes ready to make that transition, you know, from competing all year round like they do now. They take a couple weeks off here and there, but it's like a 10 to 12 month commitment that they're making for the travel teams now, and that's kind of what it is for us. So that's the biggest difference, or the biggest change that the students can anticipate, is just playing baseball every day, you know, with one off day. So they're getting ready for that now, and the travel programs are doing a great job of getting them ready for the commitment that they have to make for their 4 years to whatever school they choose to go to.
And right now, I guess, right in November, what's the team doing now, and what are your expectations?
Right now we're actually doing what's called small group individual sessions. So we do 2 hours of skill work a week combined with our weight training and conditioning. So it's pretty slow right now, just a lot of individualized stuff, depending on what each player needs to work on to get ready for the season in February. But team practice is concluded. We finished that at the end of October, and like I said, we're in our individual sessions now and getting ready to wrap it up at the beginning of December when finals start, and then the guys will be on their own for till they come back.
All right, Matt, before I let you go, I guess if you could talk to yourself, we talked a little bit about your successful career, but if you could talk to yourself knowing what you know now about recruiting process, and what would you say to yourself in grade 11 regarding everything like that?
I could be here all day, I would say that I wouldn't let anyone, I would make the decision to go to the school that I like to go to on the relationships that I built with the coaching staff and not listen to too much outside, you know, talk about, you know, the different things that might influence you in choosing your school. If you feel comfortable when you get on campus, if you're comfortable with the people that are around you, then you're probably going to be comfortable for 4 years. If you get there and things aren't, if you just don't feel right when you get on there, on the campus, it's probably a good indicator that things might go south before your 4 years are up. So, and I had to deal with that a little bit too when I was looking at school. So that's kind of the thing that I probably would have told myself.
Okay, great, Matt. Thank you. Some encouraging words for those in that process of choosing schools as well. And I appreciate you coming on the show today. Definitely, it's been a good process.
No problem, my man. Thanks for having me, and all the best to you. If you ever need anything, don't hesitate to reach out.